The election for the Montreal Lake Cree Nation is again rescheduled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The vote was to take place at the end of July, but is now slated for September 30th. The election will be for chief and off-reserve councillor. The remaining leadership was acclaimed during a nomination meeting in March. Chief Frank Roberts and off-reserve councillor Eldon Henderson have been recalled in the interim to help lead alongside the elected council. Chief Roberts is being challenged by Joyce McLeod. Prince Albert's Back Alley curfew bylaw is back on the city council agenda tonight. The bylaw would make it an offense to be in city back alleys between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. Proponents say the bylaw will reduce Prince Albert's high rates of property crime. Critics counter it will increase police racial profiling and harassment of Indigenous people. Members of council have met with the Prince Albert Grand Council and made some changes. Turtle Ford RCMP are looking to the public for information on a missing 32-year-old woman. Police say Dee Dee Steele from Thunderchild First Nation has not been in contact with her family since Friday, June 12th. Dee Dee Steele was last seen in Thunderchild at House 266. It's believed she may have traveled to Livelong. When last seen, she was wearing a brown sweater and blue jeans. She's tall, has long dyed blonde hair and brown eyes, and is missing a front tooth. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 32-year-old Dee Dee Steele is asked to contact Turtle Ford, RCMP, or Crime Stoppers. Saskatchewan reported one new case of the coronavirus on Sunday, bringing the overall provincial total to 778. Total recoveries from the virus remain at 661. Active cases remain fairly steady as the province prepares to reopen more businesses today. Those include libraries, movie theaters, and museums. As of Sunday, there were 104 cases in the province, up one from Saturday. The majority of the active cases, 57, are in the far north. There are 35 in the south region, 8 in Saskatoon, and 4 in the north region. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says new federal models show continued progress in suppressing COVID-19, but with significant hotspots. The comments were made today during his daily update from Ottawa. Trudeau says restrictions that Canadians have lived with since the spring have led to substantial progress.
Nationally, the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is declining over time. And that's because Canadians are doing their part. You took this seriously. You followed public health instructions and made sacrifices so we could get this virus under control.
Trudeau says rising COVID-19 numbers in the United States show the need for continued vigilance, including keeping physical distances from each other whenever possible. Canadians living in COVID-19 hotspots in the U.S. say that they're taking precautions. Amy Williams from Ontario is now living in Arizona. She says she understands that people couldn't stay confined forever, but she thinks the lockdown lifting went too quickly.
Ontario and Arizona issued lockdown orders maybe within 2 or 3 days of each other. And then I felt that in terms of cases, we were on the same trajectory as Ontario. And then our governor decided to open things up. And even though he said that things would open up gradually, I just felt like the opening up was way too soon.
Arizona health officials reported 3,858 more confirmed cases of coronavirus on Sunday. Iran has sent the flight data recorder from a Ukrainian passenger jet it mistakenly shot down in January to France. A military prosecutor says the recorder was damaged and experts could not acquire the necessary converter because of American sanctions. All 176 people aboard, including 55 Canadians, were killed after Iran shot down the jet. Iran initially blamed the crash on technical problems and only acknowledged shooting it down a few days later. Three Vancouver companies have joined a movement to pull their advertising from Facebook in July to protest hateful content on the social media platform.
Lululemon Athletica, Mountain Equipment Co-op, and Arc'teryx confirm they're pulling paid ads from Facebook and have joined the hashtag StopHateForProfit boycott. Patagonia and Coca-Cola are just some of the other big names calling out Facebook for not doing enough to keep white supremacists and racist, false, and dangerous content off its platform. MEC says it's been boycotting Facebook and Instagram since last week and will continue until the end of July. A Facebook statement says it invests billions to keep its platform safe, but knows it has more work to do. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.